actually going to be a concert review segment, and it's going to be all about Chuck's Papas, the artist interview that you guys just heard. And so now I'm joined by Gavin in the studio with Elizabeth as well. Hello, how are you guys?
Hello.
Good. Okay, so let's jump right into it. So we all went to the concert on Saturday night at the Castle Theater, and it was Chuck's Papas, Loose, and Marble Teeth. It was like a three-feature night event. Let's talk all about it. So Gavin, start us off. What were some favorite moments of the night?
Yes, absolutely. I enjoyed all three acts thoroughly. They all were very enthusiastic, and you could tell they all had a great passion for what they were doing on stage. You know, the crowd was very into it. People were shining their flashlights. You could see that with their phones. People were dancing. There were smiles on everyone's face. There were some mosh pits going on. It was a great time. And that was all reflective based off the energy brought by the bands themselves. So Loose did a great job. They all came out in some funny gesture costumes, really showed the personalities of the band. Marble's Teeth had a more folk tone that was awesome as well. And then Chuck's Papas just lit the entire place up. So I had a fantastic time there.
Of course. Logan, Elizabeth, tell me your guys' thoughts. What were your favorite moments of the night?
You know, I do love Chuck's Papas and I will love them forever. Mm-hmm. I've seen them just probably at least 10 times at this point. But Marble Teeth, I was like, I think that's the second time I've seen them. And I was like, how is he playing harmonica and playing guitar at the same time?
Yes. Right. That was mind-blowing.
Right. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen a local artist play harmonica, let alone play it at the same time as guitar. I was like, this is so awesome. I was like, I need to see them more. Like, new Marble Teeth stan.
Right? Exactly. So they are actually a band from Decatur.
Yeah.
So very close to here. And that was my first time ever seeing them, hearing them. And let me tell you, they are so talented. It's a band of three. And like you said, Elizabeth, like the lead singer was singing, then he'd start playing the harmonica and then playing the guitar all at the same time. Like super, super talented. And honestly, all three acts together really made the night a perfect night as a concert.
Yeah, I was just so excited because I've seen Chuck's Papas so much at like house shows and smaller venues. So I was so excited to see them at like a big theater up on stage. It was so cool. And they all came out and started with my favorite song by them, which is Redhead. And that just was the perfect song to start with. I mean, it got everyone so excited and really set the vibe for the rest of the show.
Exactly. Chuck's Papas definitely brought the house down. The energy was just on a whole nother level once they came out. The crowd was going crazy. Everyone was just united. And I feel like that's such a special feel that the Castle brings. It's like a small atmosphere that's so nostalgic and just really brings everybody together.
Right. And one of my like pros about the Castle Theater is I'm short and I can still see in the back because it's like elevated. Because I was like, I would go and like get water or something. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to see, but I could still see, which was awesome.
Exactly. So any other standout moments from the concert as a whole?
One of my favorite parts also was Harrison Gordon and Ryan Tuohy both do solo music as well, kind of. So they had a little bit where they both did a song of theirs too, which was really cool to kind of bring it in and wrap it in with Chuck's Papa's show.
Right. I love that. I love that they featured both of their solo work within one show.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that just really gave a dynamic feel to the night as well. And then, of course, we got to talk a little bit more about Loose. They were the opening act. They got the crowd really fired up right away from the beginning.
Absolutely.
And then you kind of had the softness of Marble Teeth kind of come in, but still keep the energy going. And then Chuck's Papas just brought it home. And honestly, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Right. I remember beginning of Loose, there was like a mosh pit that started and we all got separated from each other.
Yeah.
And then like we finally reconnected, I think after their set. And I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you guys in so long.
I really love too with Loose how their lead singer, he had a keyboard guitar that he was playing as everyone else is playing their bass and everything, and it just made for such a cool sound to hear up live. And it sounded really similar too of how they actually sound through the recorded stuff on streaming. So you can just tell that they have true talent just flowing through their shows, and it's awesome.
For sure. And then all the bands coming together, and honestly, you just couldn't go wrong. The atmosphere of the Castle, you had the friendliness of the staff, you had all the new music that was coming out mixed with the old music that the artists were doing. So I thought that was really cool too, that they were playing their new stuff as long as their old stuff. And overall, it was definitely awesome. I'm gonna have to go back for sure for more concerts at the Castle.
Oh yeah. I was so excited to hear their new song Old Van live, because I haven't heard that one before, and they played it and it was so much fun. That's the one we just had played on the station, so it was really cool to hear that one live too.
For sure. So if you missed anything from the local artist interview or this concert review, head over to our website wznd.com and you can see both of those